This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is back at it this morning, attempting to pass the massive partisan social spending bill, also known as H.R. 5376. Moments ago in Washington.
Pursuant to House Resolution 8, I informed the House that Ms. Trahan of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts will vote yay on H.R. 5376, the Build Back Better Act.
Madam Speaker, as a member designated by Mr. Fallon, the great state of Texas, I inform the House that Mr. Fallon will vote no on H.R. 5376. As a member designated by Mr. Jackson from the great state of Texas, I inform the House that Mr. Jackson will vote no on H.R. 5376.
The Food and Drug Administration has cleared Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 boosters for all U.S. adults. Boosters can be used in all individuals now ages 18 and older who have completed a primary vaccination. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The investigation of the Astroworld concert tragedy, resulting in many deaths from a crowd surge, may have had more people in attendance than was allowed to be in there.
Officials believe there may have been 12,000 unticketed attendees at a deadly Southeast Texas music festival. The general manager of NRG Park telling Harris County Sports and Convention Cooperation board members on Wednesday, almost 38,000 tickets were scanned for Astroworld. However, Houston firefighters have estimated 50,000 were at the Travis Scott-backed festival earlier this month. 10 people ended up dying and dozens more were hurt when fans pushed toward the stage during the rapper's performance. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As many as 300 vessels from China's maritime militia are now patrolling the waters in the South China Sea. Beijing continues to claim ownership of the disputed waters. Militia tactics have escalated since 2019 when a Chinese vessel collided with a wooden Filipino ship, sinking it. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As COVID-19 lockdowns ruin the lives of millions of Americans, one fact is coming to light. The lockdowns did not work, and people continued to get sick and die where lockdowns were forced by government officials. Dr. Scott Atlas was a former White House Coronavirus Task Force member. He tells Fox News the lockdowns failed.
The problem here is that we have people running the pandemic response that are really not the right people. I saw this with my own eyes. The difference between me and the people like Drs. Birx and Fauci, where Drs. Birx and Fauci were bureaucrats. They're in a 40 years of a government position. I was a health policy scholar for 15 plus years and 25 years of medicine experience, clinical and research. Their approach is very different. My approach was bringing in scientific papers from all over the world, keeping current on the data, bringing in experts from the entire country in infectious disease, epidemiology, and speaking with these people. Mine was about more information and critical thinking about the information. And unfortunately for the American people, Dr. Birx was in charge of the task force medical side, and the Birx-Fauci lockdowns were transmitted as advice the entire year of 2020 before, during, and after I was there, the governors heard her written advice, every governor. She visited dozens of states giving the lockdown advice, and those lockdowns were implemented. And the problem is those lockdowns failed to stop the dying, they failed to stop the spread of the infection, and they destroyed millions of people.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Trevor Loudon, yes, as promised, the New Zealand author, speaker, political activist, who maintains a blog at trevorloudon.com. Trevor, good day to you. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, it's great to be on. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, always good to have you on. Trevor, the jaws of our audience are still in the down and awe position after you came across with a really direct warning to everybody and the revelation that our government is loaded with socialist Marxists. And you didn't say that lacklusterly. You didn't say it as a broad brush statement. Like everything that you pronounce, it is backed by evidence and backed by research.
Well, unfortunately, that's true. Yeah, it is. That's the reality. We are right now in a Marxist revolution in this country. Unfortunately, most people don't understand that fact because the mainstream media, with, you know, exceptions like yourself, do not tell people.
Right. So the thing is that if they'd have gotten their hands on your book, Right House Reds, before the election, they might have a better idea. But it takes a while, you know, and I've had discussions like this with other, you know, investigative reporters. They say, wait a minute, you know, this has been out for 3 years, you know. Peter Schweitzer, for example, talking about Biden Inc. and all the corruption going on in the government. He said, Bill, it's just the nature. It takes a while for it because, you know, the mainstream media, first of all, tries to find a way to disclaim it. And then the weight and power of the truth is such is that eventually they have to come to understand what it is. But, you know, just like they avoided Barack Obama and the clear evidence that demonstrated where Barack Obama was coming from in his announcement that we were going to fundamentally transform America. I mean, fundamentally transform to what? And now, in this modern era, you've got part two of that idea, which is from the World Economic Council, that says you got to build back better. So now you got this great reset happening in America that Joe Biden is championing. And don't think that he came up with this, because we know that he only knows to plagiarize. I don't know if he's had a creative idea on his own ever, but he's borrowed that rallying cry from the World Economic Council to build back better, and that is all a Marxist concept to lead us down the yellow brick road to a one world government, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's redistribution of wealth on not just a local level, a world level, a global level. And so it means that Americans' income and affluence must be leveled to that of the third world, effectively. Mm-hmm. That's what's coming. Mm-hmm. And
think about this, though, for just a second. Do you think there's going to be compliance from communist China and Russia on this World Economic Council? I don't think so.
No, this is only designed to destroy America's economy.
Exactly.
You know, because Russia and China are working together right now with Cuba and Iran and others to destabilize America in every way they can. The COVID attack was part of that. Black Lives Lives Matter rioting last year that was orchestrated by China. Most of what you see happening in the country is directed by outside forces. So the goal is to bring down America, because America is the only country standing in the way of worldwide socialism. And it's only just standing right now, just hanging on by a thread.
Exactly. Well, you say that this is all being perpetrated by outside forces, but they've gotten cooperation from the Democratic Party.
Well, they have co-opted the Democratic Party a long time ago. The Democrats have been working with the Soviet Union and now China for 60 years. You know, last year, Trump's intelligence advisor, John Ratcliffe, said the Chinese had compromised so many U.S. congressmen, they could determine which legislation passes through the House and which doesn't. That should shock every American, and that's a fact.
Yeah, so Swalwell was just, the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, when he got caught sleeping with the enemy. And yet nothing happens to him, whereas a Republican congressman sends out a meme, and now he's, he's chastened and he loses all his committee positions.
Well, that's right. And I'm sorry to hear Paul, this case with Paul Gosar, but I hope it lets him go out like Marjorie Taylor Greene and just raise hell 24 hours a day, because that might be a good thing. But you're right.
Exactly.
Like Eric Swalwell was sleeping with a Chinese spy, and it's still allowed to serve on the Intelligence Committee. You know, there are at least, I say there's at least 100 members of the U.S. House and 25 members of the U.S. Senate who are so involved in China, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, the Communist Party, Democratic Socialist of America, they couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus. But there are no background checks in Congress. There are no security checks or clearances in Congress whatsoever, and our enemies, internal and external, have been taking advantage of that loophole for 50 years now.
And, of course, they have additional cover when you have the president of the United States who's clearly compromised. I mean, between Ukraine and communist China and his son, Hunter, and, of course, even the diary of his daughter. I mean, this thing's endless, this Biden Inc. fiasco. The rest of these politicians have cover when you've got the president of the United States himself so compromised.
Well, that's right. You know, why did the FBI not go after Hillary Clinton when she was guilty as sin over her service? You know, because that she could be the president. She could destroy them. So when you have a president working for China like Joe Biden, he's there using the CIA, using the FBI, using the Justice Department to suppress conservatives and patriots. And protect his own criminal friends, his own criminal and communist friends. So we're in a bad way, and we have to wake up to reality while we still can.
Well, the other thing you're suggesting here, Trevor, is that you've got these institutions, the FBI, IRS, you know, just go down the line, all the three-letter agencies, and they seem to be more fearful of Democrats than they are Republicans. Because I didn't see them shaking in their boots when, you know, Donald Trump took over.
Well, that's right, you know, because the Democrat Party is now a Marxist party. It's vindictive. It has no qualms about using the government against its enemies. The Republicans don't normally do that. They are much more gentlemanly, much more naive, though. The Democrats want to win at all costs, but the Republicans want to win if it's not too inconvenient.
Right.
You know,
Lindsey Graham pointed that out during the hearings of Kavanaugh. You know, he called them out for their lust for control and power. He said, I hope you don't get it. Well, guess what? They got it, and they're exercising it. We saw it on full display the other night with the censorship of Paul Gosar, as you said. And, how soft and mushy leader Kevin McCarthy was in a defense response. I mean, if you thought anybody should defend him, it should have been Steve Stephen Scalise himself, who, you know, is still injured and knows what it is to have, you know, a political attack and what it represents. And he could have easily spoken to that very passionately instead of, you know, crying and complaining that, oh, there's two levels of enforcement within our government. Of course there is. We all know that. But the Republicans, to your point, have got to find a backbone and be able to push back. Otherwise, the Democrats are continuing to get away with this. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Trevor after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Radio continues to be an effective way to reach people in areas that might not have heard the gospel before. But the Tide Ministry also uses other creative means to spread the good news. In Pakistan, where 98% of the residents are non-Christian, staff on the ground promote and upload the regular radio broadcasts through WhatsApp for distribution to listeners who have access to the internet. The Tide Ministry has also started a Middle East children's program, which uses attention-catching puppet shows to provide a creative forum to answer any questions and to break down barriers for children in the Middle East to come to Jesus as Savior. As unconventional as these methods might seem, our goal is to spread the love of Christ to all people around the world, no matter the avenue. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is creatively sharing the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide through media and partnerships, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We're back with you, America. America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with the one and only Trevor Loudon, the New Zealand author, speaker, political activist who maintains a blog at trevorloudon.com. Trevor, we had to go to break real quick here, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to what we said just right before we went to the break.
Yeah, look, Paul Gosar did nothing wrong. Michelle Bachmann did nothing wrong. Rep. Steve King did nothing wrong when all of them were thrown under the bus by the Republican Party when they got a little bit of heat from the Democrats. Republicans need to stand up for their own. They should. They spend more time criticizing their own than they do calling out the Democrats for their communism, their tyranny, their thug tactics. You know, this is a party led by cowards. The grassroots are brave, they're constitutionalists, they're patriots, and they're led by cowards, and that's the shame.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, that's the shoe that they're wearing, and that is really clear and is quite evident, the way they allowed this to be railroad. I mean, this was a railroad job on Gosar. I mean, it didn't go through the Ethics Committee.
He's a great representative. He's a patriot. And because he puts a meme out there, which was perfectly legitimate, and the left attacked him, the Republican leadership caved and cried and, you know, wept and threw him under the bus.
Trevor, for the sake of our audience, that you know, because that meme got canceled pretty quickly and everything, and all they had to understand was what the narrative was coming from the mainstream media, from Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. Explain to our audience the meme. What did it say or demonstrate?
Well, it just got out of my head. So I read it yesterday. I thought, wow, this is perfectly innocuous. But you put me on the spot. I just can't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we'll bring.
I tweeted about it. I put it out there, but it's just got out of my head.
Okay. When it comes back to your head, just we'll pause. We'll pick it up. Otherwise, because I want our audience to have some clarity on this, because I think there's some misunderstanding as to what the genesis was, that it came probably from his staff. It wasn't necessarily, from him directly, some other things that, and this was a meme that had been put out. Interestingly enough, I think it originated from the Chinese, I believe, if I'm remembering it correctly. But go ahead.
Yeah, it was basically a picture of, a sort of Godzilla type thing. And somebody put the picture of AOC over the head of Godzilla. And, he was talking about fighting and defeating the socialist Godzilla. And that was interpreted as a threat, as a threat against AOC's physical well-being. And it was nothing. You see similar things every day, and you see a heck of a lot worse coming from the Democrats, But they seize on every opportunity, and all the Republicans had to do is stand up and say, defend their man, and it would have been fine. But no, they caved.
Well, I'm glad you clarified it, because when I saw it, Trevor, I said, what are they seeing in this? I mean, it was like an ink blot test or something. And, of course, AOC was the same one that was, she said after the January 6th, alleged insurrection. I hate to use that word. I mean, that's their word, because they want to add drama to the whole deal, that she was so afraid that she was going to be attacked and raped and that sort of thing. I think that she just wants to create too much importance for herself.
Yeah, well, that's right. We've just had, we had a year of pro-Chinese communists, Black Lives Matter, burning cities all across America. Then we have a few people taking selfies in the Capitol building. They shouldn't have been there. They were stupid. They let themselves be led into a trap. Right. But it was hardly comparable. That was no insurrection. The Black Lives Matter rioting, that was insurrection.
Exactly.
They all got off pretty much scot-free, whereas
look at the dollar.
They're still hunting down these people who took selfies.
Yeah, and the dollar damage consideration between the two, what Black Lives Matters did in terms of level of dollars of destruction versus what happened there on January 6th, I think it was, you know, less than $50,000 of damage, I think is what they estimated. You know, so it was minuscule compared to what Black Lives Matter did on Washington, D.C., in almost burning down churches, pulling down statues, doing all these things that supposedly, I think there was one, an FBI agent or somebody associated with the FBI, he got in trouble because he was taking a picture near a statue. So it's like, what?
Yeah.
It's absurd.
Yeah. Look, there's a double standard of justice. We've just seen this with Paul Gosar's case. You know, we've seen Maxine Waters say some horrific things, you know, urging people to harass Republican Congress members, etc., physically harass them. Urging them to do that. No censure, no criticism, no nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've had the squad. You have the squad, you know, speaking in terms that were very antithetical and uncivil. And you know, here AOC is talking about having a level of civility. Well, you know, then go be that civility that you want everybody else to exercise, right?
Yeah. Well, that's right. But this is what we have to face. We are in a revolution. You know, we are in a period where all the institutions are being overturned in preparation for a socialist communist state. So lies are truth, truth are lies, black is white, white is black, up is down, down is up. Everything the government tells us to worry about is probably false, and everything they ignore or tell us to do is probably extremely dangerous. That's what a revolution is, and we are in one now.
Exactly. Trevor, initially we were going to talk about the enemies within the church. We're going to have you back to talk about that because we only got about 3 minutes, you know, to really, you know, give us a general quick overview about this documentary, The Enemies Within the Church. Tell our audience about this.
Well, it's just been released. You can go to it on enemieswithinthechurchmovie.com. You can download it, order the DVDs. It's going like crazy right now, like hotcakes with no advertising. It is the Marxist infiltration of the churches. And I'm talking historical. I'm talking right now with the so-called woke movement. It's in the evangelical churches. It's in the Baptist. It's in the mainstream church. It's in the Catholic Church. This is Marxism posing as Christianity, and it's changing American Christianity, and that's going to have a massive flow-on effect into the culture and the politics. This movie shocks even me. This movie will shock people like nothing that's been released, and I urge every American to see this.
Well, and it stands to reason, as you and I have discussed before, Trevor, I mean, the nature of man is such that we're designed for worship. And what this is the big exchange of the lie of the real God versus their God that they're presenting. They're taking a little bit of the truth. This is what Marxism is good at doing. They repackage the things that we understand as people of faith, but this is where discernment is so critical these days to understand what is behind all this, whether it's Black Lives Matter. I mean, I remember when it came into our church, you know, I warned the priest. I said, do you understand who Black Lives Matter really represents? And, you know, it sounds good on the outside, but this is a Trojan horse. Well, he looked at me like I was, you know, speaking some foreign language. He did not understand. And I'm curious today if he has a better understanding as a result of what we know now about Black Lives Matter than what we knew about Black Lives Matter a year ago.
Yeah, well, this is a Chinese-backed communist operation designed to destroy America. And you have churches taking a knee to these people. You know, critical race theory, social justice, these are both Marxist items. These are both Marxist concepts. And they are sweeping through American churches. And the young pastors coming out of the seminaries and the Bible colleges are absolutely indoctrinated with this stuff.
Yes.
The Bible colleges today are where the universities were 5 years ago. They're pretty much Marxist. Not all of them yet, but they're well on the way to having a general sweep through the institutions. And that's going to have massive effect on our culture, our politics, our religion, everything.
powerful documentary you don't want to miss, enemieswithinthechurch.com. That's where you want to go, enemieswithinthechurch.com. Trevor Loudon, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Have a great holiday, and we look forward to talking more down the road, okay? Take care.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is back at it this morning, attempting to pass the massive partisan social spending bill, also known as H.R. 5376, moments ago in Washington.
Pursuant to House Resolution 8, I inform the House that Ms. Trahan of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts will vote yay on H.R. 5376, the Build Back Better Act.
Madam Speaker, as a member designated by Mr. Fallon, the great state of Texas, I inform the House that Mr. Fallon will vote no on H.R. 5376. As a member designated by Mr. Jackson from the great state of Texas, I inform the House that Mr. Jackson will vote no on H.R. 5376.
The Food and Drug Administration has cleared Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 boosters for all U.S. adults. Boosters can be used in all individuals now ages 18 and older who have completed a primary vaccination. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, and guess who we got coming our way? Andrea Smith, yes, the one that knows everything about tech gifts on a budget. I mean, she's the only person I know that the family, when they get together for Thanksgiving, go, oh, my God, we do have a dining table, because it's always covered with all kinds of tech gifts. She's beta testing and everything else. In fact, the only person that I know in the neighborhood that uses a gaming station as a charcuterie board basis. I think it's absolutely creative on your part, Andrea.
The scary thing, Bill, is I think you really have seen my dining room table.
Well, the kids sent me some pictures, and they said, don't tell. And I said, of course I wouldn't tell. Show folk never tell. You know that. Well, hey, look, the good news, Black Friday. Black Friday deals have started earlier than ever this year and extend throughout the season. In fact, Black Friday's become Black Monday, Black Tuesday, Black Wednesday, Black Thursday, Black Saturday, Black Sunday. It's all around. And the online shopping continues to boom, so do the sales. And guess what? They're not about to disappoint. And we've got the award-winning news and tech journalists, the one and only, as I said, Andrea Smith here. As she says, 'tis the season to shop for deals on tech. Right, Andrea?
Absolutely, Bill. It is the season, and do it now.
So, okay, let's talk about our go-to gifts that the whole family can enjoy.
Yeah, so, you know, smartphones were the number one most requested tech items this holiday season, according to the Consumer Technology Association. No surprise there, but the problem is some people are really put off by the high prices of those flagship smartphones. So I have a little tip to help your budget. You can get a Samsung-certified renewed smartphone, like the premium Galaxy S20 Plus with 5G, without the premium price tag. Each device is refurbished to like-new condition with a new battery, eco-friendly Samsung parts, and a one-year warranty. And you will get that amazing pro-grade camera system and a vibrant 6.7-inch AMOLED display. This is a great deal because you're really getting a premium phone without that price tag, and you're going to be able to get someone, you know, the flagship smartphone that they've been wanting.
Yeah, nothing like saving for the holidays. We all love to save in the holidays. And speaking of gamers, hopefully I didn't shame you or cause any problems by, you know, defacing your gaming station by turning it into a charcuterie board. I was just kidding. My son, you know, gave me a look because he's a gamer and he's serious. And I need some great gift ideas for him. So help save me. Help me get redeemed here, Andrea.
Listen, I have so many ideas for you that if you don't get him all of them, he's going to, you know, turn your mixing board into a charcuterie board.
Well, okay, so I'm going to make sure he's not listening. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
You don't have to spend a lot of money on these gaming devices. You really don't. SteelSeries Glow Up Gaming Gear. They've got all the essential gear your gamer needs, keyboard, mouse, headset, without breaking the bank. For instance, the Apex 3. This is a water-resistant keyboard for under $50. So if you really do put your drinks on this and you spill something, no problem. It's water-resistant. The Rival 3 gaming mouse, precision performance for gamers of all levels. So, Bill, you can play with him. And the Arctis 1 headset can be used with any game console. It doesn't matter which one you have. And it's got a detachable microphone. So it does double duty as a great-sounding headphone. So, two gifts in one. Then for who game anywhere, at home or on the go, you got to check out the OtterBox gaming portfolio. These are accessories that bridge that gap between controller and smartphone gaming. They've got a mobile gaming clip. It holds your phone securely in place. They've got an easy grip controller shell that lets you personalize the look and feel of your controller. You know, people like to make it really look and feel like their personality. And then, of course, you can take it all on the go with the Easy Grip gaming case. So just like OtterBox's phone cases that protect your phone, this keeps everything inside safe and protected. So you are not going to run out of ideas for your son.
Well, good. You just saved me. Thank you so much. How about some other deals that we can find throughout the show? You have no idea.
Yeah. Well, okay. We've talked a lot about the supply chain issues, right? Mm-hmm. So I always feel like a gift subscription is a very good idea, especially if you know the person. So if there's a car lover on your list, sign them up for Motor Trend Plus. It's a multi-device, commercial-free streaming service offering the best in automotive entertainment. They'll get access to thousands of hours of top automotive shows like Top Gear America and Kevin Hart's Muscle Car Crew. Get their best deal of the year right now, starting Black Friday. You can get Motor Trend Plus for 99 cents a month for 6 months, and there will be even more deals throughout the holiday season. So gift subscription, really good way to go.
Well, that's a novel idea. So what else you got up your sleeve? I know you always say something. Is it? Okay.
I would just say start shopping and start shopping now. If you see what you're looking for, get it. And if you don't see it, well, do your research, get something else, get a gift subscription, get a gift card, but really try to get it done early.
So these coolest, the coolest electronics and the hottest deals of the season, she just laid it out for you. We've got about 3 minutes left here, so we can stretch a little bit, Andrea, and remind everybody about the Samsung, and because that's a phenomenal deal.
You know, it's a great deal, and they've actually got deals going on. My understanding is you can get up to $400 off your purchase with an eligible trade-in, so that's an even better deal. But really, it's also nice when you're getting refurbished through the company because you know you're getting genuine Samsung parts. So I really like that.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and that on-the-go OtterBox protective device, I mean, you know, OtterBox has been known, you know, for protecting our cell phones. And what they've done to be more appealing to the gaming folks, I think, is quite creative. I love creative ideas. And when companies take their, you know, their core product and expand it to new markets like this.
Yeah, I think, I mean, they really, it was just a couple of years ago that they expanded into the gaming market, and they've really done an amazing job. They've got great accessories. They are not, you know, hugely expensive. I would say most of the things I mentioned are under $50 or close to it, if not much less. You know, just the gaming clip that holds your phone, you know, so you don't have to hold your phone. And the idea of personalizing your controller, well, everybody wants to do that.
Well, and I think that with a little creativity, we can offset some of these inflationary headwinds. What do you think, Andrea?
Yeah, I mean, you know, especially the things that do double duty, right? So, like, if, for instance, using that gaming headset, using it as a gaming headset, but then using it also, you know, to listen to music or watch your movies in the dorm room or, you know, take a phone call. It just it serves multi-purpose, so you're really saving money that way. And I think, again, you know, shopping early will also help you save money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no question. When we're in a rush and you get into a last minute and you have to, you know, it isn't about price. It's just getting what it is. And in the absence of being able to, you know, find that product because of, you know, you might hit the wrong time, and especially if you wait there. And with some of the, you know, problems we're having with supply chain issues, you know, that could put your back up against the wall. But that's also where some, you know, gift subscriptions like what you talked about with Motor Trend is a great idea. So look, at a lot of great ideas flying around here. And now that Black Friday has been extended to 7 days a week, like you said, shop early often, and, you know, we can be creative this season and save a lot of money in the process. Andrea Smith, award-winning news and technology journalist. Andrea, where can they go for more information?
Head to d6news.com/budget.
So no whip, high foam, 170 degrees, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop. He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it.
Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 1.712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rate subject to change and may not be available. Rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty.
Some early morning gymnastics, a little aerobics music in the background here. Why not? Whether we're hearing this in the morning or if you're hearing this over the weekend, which comes to you a bit delayed on our special weekend network of radio stations, and we thank them for participating. Just as a reminder, you know, we're on live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here at BillMartinezLive.com. You can check it out for more information, either BillMartinezLive.com or BillMartinezShow.com. Well, at the beginning of lockdowns, Focus on the Family's foster care and adoption expert worried about the dramatic drop in calls to Child Protective Services. She knew it didn't mean abuse wasn't happening, but rather that the abuse wasn't being reported. A nationally recognized child welfare consultant who currently serves as the director for foster care and adoption at Focus on the Family, Sharon Ford, joins us now. Dr. Ford, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me on your program today. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. Getting all ready for Thanksgiving. You can smell already the season. You know, the pumpkin seasoning and the odors of the holiday of Thanksgiving, which leads us into the ultimate Thanksgiving on Christmas Day.
Amen, amen. You know, people are getting prepared, and we are getting prepared by reminding ourselves to be thankful for all that God has done for us.
Amen. We have so much to be grateful for, even in the midst of especially, I shouldn't say even in the midst, but especially in the midst of COVID and all that has challenged us in the last year, because throughout this we're reminded that God is still sovereign, that his intentionality is what rules. And when we rest in that, peace abounds. And that's what this is all about. And again, I just appreciate your heart, Dr. Ford, how you have protected, you know, these children from child abuse. And you put this warning out very early that we needed to be careful that with these lockdowns, with children, you know, not going to school, not being, you know, seen by their teachers and other people that they would normally see on a daily basis, that would hold these families in check. Without that, what could this possibly lead to? Because we know also that the angst amongst these families was going to be on the increase. And when you have increasing angst, you've got an outbreak of misbehavior that sometimes can be targeted towards the children. Is that fair to say?
It is fair to say. You know, daily stressors, we all need relief. And being able to go to work and talk to our coworkers, being able to get out, exercise, do things, that helps us deal with our stressors. But here we had people working at home. Their children were at home. They were homeschooling them at home. They're not teachers. That's not their skill set. And families were struggling with that. Everybody was in the house. Maybe some extra family members had to come stay at your house. And all of those stressors, you know, build up. And the kids were right underfoot. And the kids aren't guilty. I don't want to say that they're guilty, but kids are kids.
Exactly. They're gonna ask questions. They want to know what's going on. And hey, can I help? Oh, by the way, anything, right?
You know. Yes. Yeah. You know, they're underfoot, and so, gosh, you know, go to your room. You know, and don't hit your brother. You know, all of that plays out, and boy, that perfect storm of stress. And closeness and doing without and not having enough, all of that adds up. And unfortunately, for some of these kiddos, particularly school-age children, as this pediatric report, the American Academy on Pediatrics report says, that there were more victims of child abuse over the age of 5 in 2020. Those are school-age children who would otherwise be in the classroom. And exactly. And now we have these traumas, these incidents of children being harmed.
Well, I know for you it wasn't quite a shock, but I can tell you for many of us when we saw that the study had shown that child abuse had tripled during the lockdown. Tripled. I mean, that is that's hard to get your brain around. But this is the very thing that you warned about, Dr. Ford.
It is. But, you know, you hate to be right. I like to be right about, oh, if we put the cake in the oven and it'll rise and we'll have a right. wonderful dessert. But I don't want to be right about this. But the data has proved it out. But now as the schools have opened back up, and some kids are being able to express what happened at home. And so I'm hoping that the children are getting the services that they need and the supports, and families are getting the help that they need too. Parents don't want to. The average parent doesn't want to hurt their child. They need help. They need an outlet. And I know that one of those things that help is so that other families who are healthy could pray for them. And that's what God has called Christians to do, for Christians to stand in the gap for other Christians and for people who aren't believers who need Jesus.
Yeah, exactly, because after everything is all said and done, this has to be processed. I mean, these kids don't understand what happened to them, and probably even the parents, if they have a moment of repose and sobriety of what happened over these past months, the shame and guilt might be overwhelming for them. And the only way to get a release, as you say, of that is to bring it out in the open, combined with prayer and qualified counseling, right?
Yes. You know, one of the things Focus on the Family has is a warm line that families can call 1-800-A-FAMILY and get connected to our counseling ministry, and that our counseling ministry would be able to speak with someone and to refer them to a counselor in their own community that they would be able to be connected with. You know, we all have moments where we fall down. But God's word says that we can get back up again. And so don't be afraid to call and ask for help. That's a sign of strength when you call and ask for help. And when parents get healthy, their children can get healthy, our communities are healthier, and overall, God gets the increase.
What about those families, Sharon, who are deathly afraid that this could open a can of worms for them? Maybe part of it is justified. They rationalize, say, well, it really wasn't that bad, or that, oh, my goodness, you know, if I make this phone call, it could open up Pandora's box and, you know, I could end up, you know, possibly putting the relationship with my kids and the control of my kids in jeopardy. What do you have to say to them?
You know, I can tell you all those feelings and thoughts are real. I want to validate that. Secondly, if not now, when will you go get help? If you don't get help now, what else might happen to you? What else might happen to your children? And didn't God call you to be a protector of your children? And so get the help that you need. Getting the help, asking for help, gives grace will be extended to you. Child welfare isn't the enemy. Go and get the services. Maybe you're getting it at your church. Maybe you're getting it at a clinic, a counseling center nearby. Go get the help that you need so you can heal, your children can heal, and that your home can be made whole again.
And I guess that is really the clear picture that parents need to see here, you know, to step up, is that there can be salvation, there can be redemption, because the problem is right now, especially during these periods of time when you are under stress, as you say, these stressors, this demonstrates to you what's in your heart, and you may not like it. You may say, ooh, man, that's an ugly, where did that come from? But it has to be processed out. And you have a choice. You can do it responsibly and upfront, or God forbid, as you said, it gets complicated. And next thing you know, you don't have child services, but maybe you have police knocking at your door because you didn't get a handle on this. So it's that I often say it's like that old Pennzoil commercial that used to say, you can pay me now or pay me later. The payment now is more immediate. It may seem expensive, but if you pay it later, it gets much more complicated and much more expensive. Is that a fair analogy?
That is a fair analogy. And the other thing is we think about, adults, I need you to really focus on your children. Mm. What is you're doing to your kids? How is their behavior changing? How is their thought process changing? Think about what they need, okay? They need help. They need you to keep them safe. They need you to help protect them. And so if you don't go get the help that you need, how can you be the good mom, the good dad that you want to be to your children? Your children love you, and they just want you to be the best you that you can be. And that means getting help early.
Mm.
So that you can do what you need to do, work on yourself so that your kids can get the healing that they need. I know you want to do it. Don't believe the lie of Satan. Don't say, it'll get better. No, things get better when you get help.
Mm-hmm.
So do go get that help today.
Yeah, exactly, Dr. Ford, because the thing is that it doesn't stop there. I mean, you can't think that you can contain it. And of course, this requires self-evaluation and accountability. And you may think that, okay, you've got it under control. Well, you know, certainly that's between you and God, and I pray that you would be talking to God about this issue, because there is help available, because you don't want this passing on through your kids into the next generation. I mean, the last thing you'd want to do is experience something like this happening to your grandkids, and that your very kids that you raised are now carrying that seed of abuse onto the next generation. I think that would be heartbreaking, don't you, Dr. Ford?
Yes, I do. Break the cycle. Break the cycle right now and get the help that you might need, the help that your children. And, you know, if you know someone else who's struggling being in their parenting skills, would you stop and pray for them? But on top of praying for them, take a second step of action and ask them, how can I support you? I'll go with you.
800 number real quick. We got 2 seconds. 800 number real fast.
1-800-A-FAMILY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated?